This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in and join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we have brought things to the table, among them sad news in the case of Ross Ulbricht. Plus, Chris, you've got a story about Permit Patty.
Permit Patty. Gotta love her.
Some lady that
or not.
Either called or just threatened to call the cops on an 8-year-old girl selling water. Still not entirely positive exactly what happened there. But starting off, going to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Joe calling in from Concord, New Hampshire. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good afternoon. I presume this is Daryl I'm talking with.
This is Daryl. Yes, it's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Daryl, Heather, and Chris, good afternoon to all
good
of
afternoon.
You.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts. You can stop the pleasantries at any time now and just go with your thoughts.
Okay, sure. I was told by one of the Libertarian candidates to call here. This is my first time calling in.
Okay.
And I want to talk about the 14th Amendment, and in specific, Sections 2 and 5.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
And I have, I don't know if you know about years ago, there used to be meetings on the Constitution over there at the Sherwood Inn, Trojan Horse House over in Epsom.
Not familiar with
no clue.
That exact meetup, but it sounds like a meetup of people that were interested in what?
Interested in the Constitution. The first Sunday of every month, we used to meet over there, and it was Andy Melichinsky, who came up from Enfield, Connecticut. He's deceased now. With his friend Ralph Lombardi from Windsor Locks. He's still around. He's an old-timer now.
Okay.
And he told me this Section 2 of the 14th Amendment a long time ago. It says that in all states where the inhabitants cannot vote for their judicial officers, the representation in Congress shall be reduced. And so what I did, I filed a civil case under the False Claims Act at the U.S. District Court in Concord. And the judge has set a hearing for Wednesday, July 11th at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
To get to the brass tacks on who's supposed to do what and who's supposed to go. And my idea is, well, since we're one of the number of states that cannot vote, that the duty is on the sitting representatives and also senators by Section 5 to determine how one of them is to be subtracted from the equation.
What do you mean we can't vote?
That's okay. I'm going to read the text of Section 2 of the 14th Amendment so we can sort of understand what we're discussing here.
Sure.
Section 2 reads, representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to the respective numbers, counting the whole number of persons in each state, excluding Indians not taxed. And that really refers to House citizens, how the Constitution laid out how citizens were counted, and it also refers to the 3/5 of a person that slaves were counted as. So the 14th Amendment sort of does away with that. But when the right to vote to any election for the choice of electors for president and president of the United States, representatives in Congress, the executive and judicial officers of a state, or the members of the legislature thereof is denied to any of the male inhabitants of such state, being 21 years of age and citizens of the United States or in any way abridged except for participation in rebellion or other crime, the basis of representation therefore shall be reduced in the proportion which the number of such male citizens shall here shall bear to the whole number of male citizens 21
so
age.
So the 14th Amendment, to give some context, it was passed after the Civil War. There were still some states that had not yet been readmitted to the Union.
It was considered a reparation.
Right. This had to do with those states that had not yet been readmitted. You don't get members of Congress until you get readmitted.
Right. That's correct. And it goes on further, and it really laid down some harshness to indicate that the federal government was absolutely superior. Don't forget it. We can make rules. If you don't follow our rules exactly, we do not have to either admit you or... I'm not sure if that's in here, but it does, in section two, it definitely talks about how it can penalize a state who doesn't do what the feds want.
So how's this relate to whatever lawsuit you're talking about here, Joe?
Well, what I'm getting at, I'm glad you said that, because I guess the grandfather clause phrase comes up that any state that was pre-existing before that was put on the books. So they grandfathered in that because they cannot vote for their judicial officers, that they're not required by the 14th Amendment? I don't think so.
I don't follow that logic at all. And what Joe seems to be referring to specifically is this, when the right to vote in an election for the choice of electors, or if it's an executive...
And then it lists a long number of things that people may be able to vote for.
Right. Well, and it's it doesn't say if you... It says if you're not allowed to vote for the executives and judicial officers of a state, then the number of representatives you have for your state may be reduced. That seems the crux of it.
And there's a ratio that you go, the number of male inhabitants compared to the ones that are 21 or 18 or whatever. And I did do a survey of that once, and it came to some percentage, and it came to less than... whatever percent. I said, well, you round up to the next whole number. You have two federal reps in New Hampshire. We used to have three. And so 2 minus 1 is only 1. So
are you wanting to reduce a representative in Congress? Or I'm not sure what you're hoping to have happen here.
Well, I just want them to follow the law, and them, meaning the federal reps and senators, to do their Section 5 duty to determine how that subtraction is to be done.
Yeah, they're never going to wind up following the laws because they wind up making the laws and they exempt themselves from the laws. Joe, thank you for the call.
It is an interesting question. So this is oftentimes how questions about the Constitution come up. Somebody reads something that doesn't look quite right, and this, in a basic reading of the 14th Amendment, doesn't look right.
Right.
What
but
I don't know...
But if you read other parts of it where it talks about the apportionment of the members of Congress, it makes it sound like we should have one member of Congress for every 50,000 people.
Sure.
But we actually have one member for every, 600,000 people.
Yeah. And the questions I would have are, has Section 2 of the 14th Amendment ever been before a federal court? Probably not. Has anyone ever ruled on this? Or are there other amendments? So, for example, when we, when the country finally deemed that women could actually vote, then that brought in its own. I haven't gone back and reviewed that amendment. I can't even tell you which. That the 19th?
20th.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, it was the 19th. The 20th is the one they refer to as the lame duck amendment that just says the president gets sworn in on January 20th, where previously it was March 4th. Also sets the date in January for when Congress winds up meeting, where previously they met in December.
So somehow without Googling, folks, I actually identified the correct amendment, number 19, which gave women suffrage.
Yes.
I will also categorize that as an answer pulled out of my butt.
Amendment 21 repealed the 18th Amendment.
It did. Thank God.
Yes.
We didn't like that one.
Yeah, that's the one. Remember, boys and girls, the 18th Amendment is the one that created alcohol prohibition. And we were all taught in schools, or at least I was, about the abject failure of prohibition. That's why the 21st Amendment had to be adopted, because prohibition was a failure.
Yes. So we shouldn't prohibit things like that.
But somehow the drug war is seen as something other than prohibition and not a failure because there wasn't an amendment to the Constitution or something.
The other thing that is unique, I think, about the amendment that And what, it was the 21st that gave us back.
Yes.
The other thing that was interesting about the 21st Amendment was, and the 18th Amendment, was to do something so powerful, the federal government actually realized that if we're going to make this kind of a big stand, we're going to actually have to modify the Constitution to do it. Yeah. Now you have regulatory agencies that do it left and right.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Mandel Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. apparently Chuck Schumer has done something that I kind of like. We'll tell you what that is.
Whoa.
Coming up here in moments. But first, I want to tell you about a liberty-oriented news aggregation site that you can go to find out the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. So, Heather, you've got a story about something that Chuck Schumer did that I actually like, and then we'll get into the bad news for Ross Ulbricht.
So basically what Schumer did, he introduced a bill to federally decriminalize marijuana.
With caveats.
Yeah, obviously.
There are always caveats, but is there caviar?
Ah, that's a good question.
Yeah, you never know.
Tell us more, Heather.
Okay, so he's introduced a new bill to decriminalize and regulate marijuana at the federal level. The legislation, which the New York Democrat announced back in April, would remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act, where it is classified among drugs such as heroin and LSD. By striking marijuana from the act, Schumer's office said in a news release Wednesday, the bill would effectively decriminalize the drug at the federal level. The measure would still allow states to determine their own marijuana laws while maintaining federal law enforcement against trafficking to states where it is illegal.
Ah, there it is. There it is. So we remove the federal prohibition against marijuana.
Yep.
But if you ship marijuana or if you carry it to the wrong state, then it still becomes a federal violation.
But isn't that kind of like what the whole point of having like the federal government was, to kind of like protect the rights of the states?
Yes.
So in a sense that if state is violating the rights of another state, that they don't, like if New Hampshire didn't want marijuana here and Massachusetts was, you know, going out of their way to supply our people with it, then
right,
the federal government would kind of protect New Hampshire's right. And
not so much. What I think, if we were to really, let's say that's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, New Hampshire's getting weed from Massachusetts and la-di-da. Then I think the role of the federal government may be in the federal courts, but I don't know where I would find in the Constitution a federal enforcement mechanism to stop that.
Right, because fireworks are legal in New Hampshire. They're not legal in Massachusetts. You don't see federal agents enforcing the firework laws of the state of Massachusetts.
Right. So,
and when the Massachusetts police about a decade ago were driving across the border, jotting down license plates of Massachusetts license plates,
sure,
and then pulling those people over when they crossed the state line, they were threatened by the New Hampshire governor of, hey, you're practicing outside of your jurisdiction. Keep it up. We'll take you to court.
Right. So the distinction.
That's awesome. Wait, what governor said that?
I forget which one it was. It was like a decade ago.
Shout out to him. That's pretty cool.
But I think the distinction, at least in my mind, would be where does the Constitution grant the federal government enforcement matters between state?
Interstate commerce.
Right.
That's the catch-all for everything.
Exactly. And you have to go through all the hoops of saying interstate commerce to say that they have a role in all this.
Yeah.
If you want to repeal something, how about repealing all the insane, not repealing, but re-adjudicating all the insane things that have been done under the name of interstate commerce?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that why you can't have a 5-gallon flush toilet anymore? Because something, something interstate commerce, something, something water?
I don't know if that one came down that, but, you know, certainly, you know, we have Wicker v. Filburn, which we're all familiar with. That's a household name.
Yeah.
To no one, except for maybe Daryl and I.
Yeah.
But what that said was that because...
And Heather's heard it a few times because we mention it all the time.
Yeah. But if you're just tuning in and you've never heard of Wicker v. Filburn, that's where the Supreme Court ruled that a man growing wheat on his own farm in a single state, even
For his own personal consumption.
For his own consumption or feeding his animals or whatever, even if he didn't take it to market and sell it, or he didn't take it to another state and sell it, even if he didn't do anything with it but let it grow, that wheat would be regulated under the Interstate Commerce Act, because even if he didn't do anything with it, Daryl, then he's affecting the prices that could
right,
be
because
in
he's
other
not
states.
Buying. He's not buying from other people, so therefore he's impacting the farmers that live two states away.
Yeah, so that's the kind of insanity that gets done under the name of interstate commerce by the federal government, and then you also have this idea that any time anything could or potentially could, it's basically anything, could cross a state line, then the feds have a right to regulate it.
Right.
And that's just wrong. But please, yeah. I want to hear more about Schumer.
Yeah, so there's some other details about this bill. It says several states allow recreational sales of marijuana, including California, Oregon, and Massachusetts. Right. Schumer's bill would direct a specific amount of tax revenue to a Treasury Trust Fund for the small business concerns of women and socially and economically disadvantaged individuals working in the marijuana industry.
Well, I got to disagree with that one. Number one, there shouldn't be taxes, and there shouldn't be a Treasury Trust Fund, because you know that's just going to get spent by the federal government.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but women of small business concerns and socially and economically disadvantaged individuals in a libertarian society would have no right to anything more than anyone else.
See, I'm sure so many feminists out there would love this, but like when I read that, I read like handicap. You know what I
mean? Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't want a handicap. Like, I might be a woman, but I don't need a
right.
handicap.
Yeah, and that's what Treasury, it implies, that people need more. Go
Treasury
ahead.
Treasury Trust Fund for the, in quotes, small business concerns of women and, in quotes, socially and economically disadvantaged. Like, that's almost like saying, hey, because you're a woman and because you're this, you're disadvantaged, so we're going to give you some handouts.
Right. Well, we're not right. going to give it to her. We're going to take it from somebody else and give it to you.
There are all kinds of small business grants.
Right.
And
that's not equality.
Right? Is it? Thank
like,
you, Heather.
There's going to be some upset feminists listening to this, but that is not equality.
The attempt is, and I'm not necessarily justifying the existence here, I'm just explaining what the attempt is. The attempt is to give equal opportunity at opening a business. So if you're in an economically depressed area to where you don't necessarily have the $1,000 that you need to pay that first month rent, then here's a system that is going to help you out to give you an equal advantage to try to start the business. Now, one thing that they're not talking about are all of the laws that exist in Colorado, Washington, California, Maine, Massachusetts, that prohibit people that have ever been effective at selling cannabis before it wound up not being criminal to do so. They are prohibited from now working in the cannabis industry.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's
obviously
something where you're economically disadvantaging people of, hey, you're a successful cannabis seller. You can't do that now.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't have that.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this legislation by Chuck Schumer to remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act? This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least five people are dead and multiple people are injured. Ron Bateman is with the Anne Arundel County, Maryland Sheriff's Department. He talks about the apprehension of the suspect.
Yeah, I can confirm that we have the suspect in custody. They're currently interviewing him right now. The only other information that I have from questions that was asked earlier is we don't have an identification on him yet. We do know he's a white male, adult male, and the gun that was used is described as a long gun, so I don't have the specifics on that, but we do know it was a long gun. We have no information on him yet. We're still doing interviews and still doing that. He was taken into custody. He was taken into custody by officers. There was no gun fire exchange between officers and the suspect.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98 points to close the day at 24,216. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Chuck Schumer proposal that I'm not going to hold my breath that it actually winds up passing through Congress, but we're talking about the Chuck Schumer proposal to remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act. We'll get back into that story here in just a moment, but I want to tell you about the Twitch. No, it's not something that happens when you, you know, wind up needing to go to a doctor. And,
we got
this Twitch going. Remember the episode of Seinfeld where George pretended to have some kind of Twitch
problem with his
and then
elbow.
He actually wound up developing some kind of thing?
Yes.
No, so this Twitch is actually a thing that you can go and you can watch us. If you don't want to just listen, you want to try to put a face to a voice, you can watch on the Twitch. Go to twitch.freetalklive.com.
Yes.
And I think twitch.lrn.fm. I forget. I know that there are... One of those two work. Mm-hmm. I think they both work.
Yep.
Twitch.freetalklive.com or twitch.lrn.fm. There is a chat room built in where you can chat with other watchers and listeners, and maybe some of them actually like us, because some of the people on the Twitch subscribe to the LRN Twitch channel. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you get one free Twitch subscription per month. and you click subscribe, you have to renew that every month. But then they wind up giving us a little bit of something.
Yeah, and I just did that, Daryl. You reminded me.
Excellent. And the month's almost over, so you can do it again in like 3 days.
Sweet. Perfect. I'll do that.
So
anyway, yeah, let's jump back into this bill.
Yes.
So going back into it, we obviously just talked about the Treasury Trust Fund. It states that advertising for marijuana and related products would be restricted for youths should joint research conducted by the Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, and the Food and Drug Administration determine that doing so would be appropriate for the protection of the health and of those 18 and younger.
Hold on. Joint research?
Joint research, yeah.
Joint research.
Ba-dum-ching.
Under the
and pit. Normally I'm the one that makes the bad pun. So
sorry. But
I
agree with that anyway, though. You know what I mean? I don't think it should be like, isn't that kind of thing? Like, it shouldn't be marketed for kids.
Right, same as alcohol, tobacco.
Yeah.
You can't have any cartoon characters. That's why Camel had to get rid of Joe Camel.
Yeah, I still miss that guy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So I was watching.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this kind of like one of those articles we did one time where you said that there was an issue, I think it was for tobacco, where they were putting like little like cartoons on the flavoring or something, and one town tried to ban that? It was in Massachusetts.
I don't know.
That's not surprising.
I do know that there are a couple of beers where there are children on the label, specifically the Founders Oatmeal Stout. There's a picture of a baby eating oatmeal.
Okay.
This is not being marketed to children.
No, and it's not being marketed to babies.
Right.
I think that's just a marketing tactic, though, because animals and babies tend to provide for
there's an infant eating oatmeal on the thing, and the state of New Hampshire had banned that particular beer from being sold in New Hampshire because of the depiction of a minor on the label. Luckily, they wound up changing that recently.
Right.
But then I heard that Founders actually changed the label to remove the baby eating oatmeal off of their oatmeal stout. It's an oatmeal stout.
So I wonder if that means that under this bill, the states couldn't do that if they so choose.
No.
Do you know what I mean? That
it seems like
federally they're going to regulate the way it's marketed.
Right. Just like they do with cigarettes and they do with some alcohol advertising and things like that. It'll be federal law.
Oh, we can't have Spuds McKenzie because puppy dog, and who doesn't love puppies?
Right.
Kids like puppies, and the puppy is advertising beer, so therefore kids like beer.
Yeah, but they're going to apply the same sort of thing to marijuana advertising. This is what I would expect from a federal response.
Yeah. Yeah. So jumping back into this next paragraph's interesting. In a press statement, Schumer said that legislation is simply the right thing to do and that he is hopeful its balanced approach will earn bipartisan support in Congress. The bill is co-sponsored by independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Democratic Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. So I'm a little shocked that Bernie's
Bernie usually supports most legalization or decriminalization.
Yeah.
He's been pretty consistent on that.
And I think he came out in favor of the thing that is referred to as the States Act. I forget what that's a well, in like 3 days it will be.
Yeah.
Retail sales will not be allowed in Vermont.
Yet.
No, what wound up passing did not allow for retail.
I understand. I'm just saying yet when you talk about any marijuana law because
states right. I'm talking
right.
about the thing that goes into effect in three days. Is not going to
in
allow
the state
for retail.
Of the
in the state of Vermont.
Right.
Yes, that's what we're talking about, is Vermont.
But they can grow, is that?
Home grow is allowed, and it's a fairly good number of plants. I forget exactly what it is. You're also going to be able to have several ounces on you at any time.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if it's in separate little baggies, then they'll probably hit you with an intent to distribute charge.
Sure.
But, you know, it's not the worst thing to wind up being passed.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that Bernie supports this. We can continue the discussion, but first to the phones, where we've got CJ calling in from an undisclosed location, watching us on YouTube. CJ, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Look, I agree with the whole marijuana thing and all, and I've been on board with that the whole time. But look, I called in the other night and talked about this briefly. But look, there is an equally important conversation that we need to be having right now in 2018. And it's not just about pot. We've already got that conversation going. It's great. But there's an even better drug, an even better substance that can help way more people that we haven't even started the conversation on. And that's magic mushrooms. We need to get these things legalized now. I mean, these things could help millions of people. And I called in about an article the other day from Men's Journal about how these things were already statistically proven to be the safest drug, create the least amount of emergency.
Yeah, resistance. I'm going to have to do like a soft pass on the psychedelics for now. Sorry.
Feel free, but yeah. He is absolutely right.
I'm not saying that you have to take them. They shouldn't be illegal.
Yeah.
I'll take Heather's portion.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
please.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to agree with what you were saying. Number one, there have been studies that show that out of all the illicit drugs, even fewer health damaging side effects come from magic mushrooms than they do from marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And marijuana is, I think, the second or third lowest. That's the first thing. And then there's all sorts of positive things that they're finding out regarding PTSD and other things. Go ahead, please.
Double, anything that kind of like...
Go ahead, TJ.
Yes, you're all absolutely correct about that, and even specifically related to government and libertarianism. There was also an article as of 2018 where they've now statistically proven that mushrooms actually make people have less authoritarian views. I'm not even kidding. Go on to Google.
Will brainwash you. Sounds great.
Almost thought that we had a chance to pass that, but you bring that up, and now we know the government's not going to do it. Dang it. Thanks for ruining my day.
Yeah, I don't know. Any type of substance that causes hallucinations and stuff like that alters the mind in a serious way, I think there needs to be some type of oversight for it. So I don't think, when you smoke marijuana, you don't hallucinate. You don't have all these, like, you know, you're really affecting the brain when you take certain drugs and...
Well, depends on dosages and things, too. So a huge thing in Silicon Valley, which has been there for years, it turns out, was microdosing. So people taking very, very tiny amounts of either psilocybin or LSD or things like that and experiencing such a no hallucinogen, no getting messed up or anything, but getting some of the perks, being more aware of your surroundings and things like that. I think that's a conversation worth having.
CJ, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll jump back into this story here. I think it's from CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Jump back into that in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a website that got a revamp about a year ago. And it's something that libertarians have been wanting for a long time, and that's a directory of liberty-minded businesses, talking about liberty.menu. Now, I'm not sure if there are any cannabis-related businesses on liberty.menu just yet. Chris, can you take a look at that real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to dig around. I know there's a lot of businesses in California, for example, and some of those may be maybe cannabis-related.
But Liberty.menu, it's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect built in where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. And now one thing that I found out about liberty.menu just recently is that every year the listings have to be renewed. That way you don't wind up with old stale listings of businesses that, oh yeah, they closed 5 years ago.
Yeah, I just went through that process because I've got a listing for my store, and I started getting these emails going, you're going to lose your listing. And I think through this whole process, and they just implemented that recently, I think they've shaken out a lot of the bugs, and it's really clear. You just have to update it. If you want a listing, do so. If not, it's going to revert back to its sort of eventually non-existent state.
Yes. Liberty.menu.
So, going back into the story here, we got a little bit more. Talking about the Schumer's legislation that he submitted to decriminalize marijuana on the federal level. It says a similar measure aimed at loosening federal guidelines on marijuana and giving states more flexibility in determining their own laws was introduced earlier this month by Senators Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts and Cory Gardner in Colorado. In April, President Donald Trump told Gardner he will support efforts to protect states that have legalized marijuana, according to a statement from the senator. The deal, which was first reported by the Washington Post, came after Gardner said he'd blocked all Justice Department nominees after Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded guidance from the Obama administration, known as the Cole Memo, that had adopted a policy of non-interference with marijuana-friendly state laws.
Yeah. So I think the idea that Trump is going to stand up to Sessions and...
Do you actually think he'll follow through?
I have no idea. I mean, do you know what Donald Trump's going to do today, tomorrow?
Donald Trump knows what Donald Trump is going to do tomorrow.
Exactly. And,
I swear when he first got elected, he was like, we're going to crack down on states or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That
we're
going to
drain the swamp.
Yeah.
And then find the swamp monster and make him attorney general.
Exactly. So, yeah, you've got some interesting things being said, some interesting bills coming out. I just say the proof is in the pudding. Show me something that actually increases people's liberty. This is one of those things,
I mean, to
Daryl,
my knowledge, they federally haven't really gone after states yet, right? Like, nothing's really been done.
California, there have been a lot of raids, mostly during the Obama administration, on medical facilities in California that were selling cannabis, because the claim was, oh, well, California's medical isn't really medical. It's basically recreational, and there aren't any rules, although there were hundreds of pages, if not thousands of pages of rules in California. But Obama just didn't like the way it was done, so
right.
he was doing some raids. I haven't heard of any under the Trump administration, but that doesn't mean that they're not happening.
Well, I've heard Jeff Sessions coming out and saying, I know Obama went soft on it, but guess what? We're going to come at him hard.
Yeah.
So you have the Attorney General of the United States. The Cole Memo.
Yeah, the Cole Memo.
Yeah, just this idea that we would respect states' rights and allow them to regulate this is sort of foreign to Jeff Sessions.
Right.
My favorite quote on marijuana and how it should be regulated and legislated comes from our own Daryl W. Perry.
It should be regulated like tomatoes.
Right, exactly. All the regulations, federal regulations you have about tomatoes,
Daryl,
that's what should be applied.
If you had a Wikipedia page, that quote should be on it.
It should, shouldn't it?
So, related to this, and also not good news here, from Forbes from actually about a week ago, about the U.S. Senate voting to block a marijuana banking amendment. Chris, are you aware of some of the federal laws that exist on marijuana businesses and banking?
Yes, it's just nonsense. I mean, here we have businesses that have every legal right to do business under state law, and it's not just marijuana, but you'll get some either industries like banking, which just doesn't want to go there because they're scared of the federal government, or you have some rules put in place that prohibit them.
Yeah, right. A lot of the times there's so many regulations when it comes to banking that a lot of the times when there is so much gray area, it's not worth it legally to get involved until everything, like,
right,
all
because
the rules
there are fears of, well, what you're doing is illegal at this level, and if we assist you in having a bank account, then we might be hit with
money laundering and all.
Helping you money launder this, that, the other thing. So let me jump into this article from Forbes. A powerful U.S. Senate panel moved to block an amendment to let cannabis businesses store their profits in banks. In a 21-10 vote, the Senate Appropriations Committee tabled an amendment last Thursday, this being exactly 1 week ago today, that would have shielded financial institutions that do open accounts for cannabis businesses that are complying with state laws from being punished by federal regulatory authorities. Current policy, which forces many marijuana businesses to operate on an all-cash basis, is a big problem because it's great for organized crime, it's great for money laundering, it's great for theft and larceny, it's great for cheating on taxes, and great for cheating on your payroll, says Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, the sponsor of the measure, said in a brief debate before the vote, we're really facilitating crime by not enabling the banking industry to provide these basic services.
Well, thank you.
several Democratic members of the Senate panel who said they otherwise support the ability of marijuana businesses in a growing number of states to access financial services, objected on procedural grounds to the measure, which Merkley was seeking to attach to the fiscal year 2019 Financial Services and General Government Funding Bill. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, for example, said that he wanted to keep spending legislation free of new controversial policy riders and that a more appropriate forum would be an authorized committee to set banking laws. Nonetheless, Leahy himself has sponsored appropriations amendments to prevent the Department of Justice from interfering with state medical cannabis laws instead of insisting that those measures go through the authorizing judiciary committee. So one of the problems here is, you know, the reliance upon amendments and riders. So instead of just having, oh, I don't know, one subject per piece of legislation,
okay,
the insistence of, no, we have to add this amendment to this bill because we know that this bill is going to wind up passing. We know that nobody's going to vote against the National Defense Authorization Act.
Right. So,
let's just add everything onto that.
Yeah.
The prohibition, I think it was 2006, the prohibition on using U.S. credit cards for offshore gambling was added to a port security bill.
Right.
The thing called Real ID was added to a completely separate piece of legislation, and nobody knows how some of these things wound up getting into the bills. They're like,
Speaking of that, we never voted on
this amendment.
When does that go into effect? Is it still? I haven't even followed
that. For us here in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what our date is.
New Hampshire, for the Real ID, New Hampshire is now an opt-in state.
So does that mean I can fly without having to get Fed ID?
Well, right now, because Real ID is not in effect at the federal level, you can fly with whatever. And even the TSA's own rules say that if you have left your ID at home, here's the procedures for getting through security.
Right.
You just get to know a TSA agent very well, or they get to know you very well.
I don't ever want to hear that phrase again. I do not want to know a TSA agent well.
It's probably in the biblical sense as well.
I think so, Daryl.
And as the shirt that Will Coley was selling at Porkfest says, it's not gay when it's the TSA. Your calls and thoughts welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on cannabis businesses using the banks? Plus bad news for Ross Ulbricht.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.